Part 1. The Fresh Look. Chapter 1. Ellie Hatcher was a gambler, even though she'd been raised to believe that gambling was reckless. Foolhardy, her mother would call it, because Roberta Hatcher wanted to pretend that she grew up in an old money world of Tudor manors surrounded by show horses, instead of a no-money world of aluminum-sided houses encircled by cyclone fences. Worse than foolhardy, to risk money on games of chance was arrogant, smug. To think that somehow the randomness of the universe would align in your favor was unseemly. But the way Ellie looked at it, a bet wasn't gambling if she knew in advance that she held the advantage. Gambling, in Ellie's view, was an investment banker with an 8-ball of coke at the Venetian Hotel letting $1,200 ride on some random fat kid playing junior league softball in Minneapolis. To gamble was to believe in luck, or fate, or the gods. Ellie, by contrast, believed in her own skills, and felt no guilt taking money from people whose own skills, or beliefs in imaginary blessings, couldn't match up. Some months, she earned more at the poker tables of Atlantic City than in her paycheck from the NYPD. Ellie played the odds, but only when she knew the odds were in her favor. And she damn sure was not going to lose today's bet against her partner, J.J. Rogan. They were in an interrogation room of the homicide squad of the 13th Precinct. Seated at the small aluminum table was a woman named Laura Bendel, who had dialed 911 3 hours ago, screaming for an ambulance to save her husband. Ellie and Rogan had already listened to the recording of the call. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh my God, the blood! So much blood! Please help!
Someone is hurt?
Seth, my husband, please, oh my God, I need help!
Why is your husband bleeding, ma'am?
He's cut in the stomach, I think. Oh my God, I think I stabbed him.
The dispatcher did her job, textbook style. The name, the address, keeping Laura on the phone, as calm as possible, until officers arrived. Just as the dispatcher's conversation was textbook, so was the scene. A spilled Macallan bottle next to the upturned coffee table, broken lamp, a button from Laura's torn designer blouse on the hallway runner leading to the threshold of the kitchen. The wood knife block knocked to the floor, the light gray marble now smeared with Seth Bendel's blood, thanks to the 10-inch gourmet chef's blade protruding from his gut. The responding officers found Laura weeping over her husband's dead body, her hand still holding the phone she'd used to call for help.
I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry, Seth. I'm so sorry. I love you. I love you.
It took them 15 minutes to calm her down enough to tell the story. He was beating her once again, and she only meant to scare him. He charged at her, hard. The knife was in her hand. Now he was dead, and she was heartbroken. Rogan was buying the tale. Ellie wasn't. They had $100 riding on it. Right now, Rogan's was looking like the stronger hand. A civilian aide had just entered the interrogation room to deliver 4 pages of medical records from Bellevue Hospital. According to the records, Laura showed up at the emergency room with a bloody nose 2 months earlier, claiming that she had walked into a door, quotation marks courtesy of the attending physician, whose notes indicated his skepticism. Followed suspected DV protocol. Ellie knew that if a doctor believed that domestic violence was the true cause of injury, the doctor would ask the patient directly and encourage her to report it, but would call the police independently only in the face of actual evidence of a crime. That evidence was lacking in Laura's case, so once the doctor confirmed that Laura's nose wasn't broken, he sent her on her way with an ice pack, antibiotic ointment, and a pamphlet about domestic violence.
What is that?
Laura asked, eyeing the documents in Rogan's hands.
Is that about me?
The 2 first fingers of her right hand continued to stroke the front of her throat, still red from the black Armani belt she claimed Seth had used to choke her before she wrestled free and grabbed the knife. Even after hours of hysterical crying, she was still gorgeous. Long, shiny blonde hair, Clear porcelain skin, bright green eyes, high cheekbones, a knockout by any measure. Ellie saw the sparkle in Rogan's eye. He was counting his $100 already. Not that he needed the money, but Ellie's partner was almost as competitive as Ellie. Almost.